brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Tonight we'll be talking a bit about this Palestinian exhibit in the West Bank that shows what paradise will look like for the average suicide bomber, the trees, the fish that are swimming, and the 72 virgins that are awaiting each male suicide bomber. Since Islam doesn't support lesbians, we try to figure out what the female suicide bombers will get when they kill people and end up in Allah's paradise. And we figured it out. In fact, I got to say this on Dennis Prager's radio show today. Dennis Prager's on the Salem Radio Network, a competing network to IRN, Information Radio Network, that carries Bob Enyart live. And I happened to get a chance to make a point on Dennis Prager's program today. His show airs in cities around the country. And I said, Dennis, I want to tell you what the female suicide bombers get. And he said, what's that? And I said, they get to be excluded from the number. They get to opt out of being one of the 72 virgins that have to hang out for eternity with each of these suicide terrorist losers. They get to avoid being one of the 72 virgins. So maybe they think by killing themselves, they won't be stuck being one of the virgins forever. But I want to talk about this Palestinian exhibit at a university, a leading university, the West Bank's largest university, showing this paradise of where you can go if you kill yourself while killing a Jewish person. And then an article today in the New York Times, an article today, May 12th, 2003, by Sarah Lyle. And this is out of an article out of England. She wrote this in Irby, England. And she's talking about Muslims and their attitude toward the Jews. And she interviewed a bunch of Muslims, and pretty much they want to kill all the Jews. This one 18-year-old, Basu Hussein said, we should all get together and kill all the Jews. So I want to bring you information from these two stories, and we'll take your calls, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Meanwhile, here in America, we have another Texas murder by a mother killing her young children, crushing their heads with rocks, killing two, and the youngest boy severely injured by the mother while the dad was in bed. And the mother apparently said that God told her to do it. I think that's on the 911 call. She called in at 1 a.m. and told the police she killed her kids. And, you know, one of the tragedies of false doctrine and false teachings are that not everybody who's in a church that has bad doctrine, not everybody just goes absolutely evil and wicked and loses it. But some people do. Some people are at the threshold of committing utter wickedness. And when, you know, you have a church here in Denver, we had a church with a woman who was panicking over Y2K. And she stopped feeding her little grandson that was living with her because they were saving up food and preparing for Y2K. So she didn't want to eat before Y2K, and he died of malnutrition, her grandkid. Another church here in Denver had a family where the kid was sick and needed basic medical care, and they went to a church that They were convinced that the child was healed by God or would be healed by God, and so did not get the medical care that was basic, and the child died. Those are two cases here in Denver in the last few years. And so in some instances, bad theology, bad teaching leads to really serious immediate consequences. You know, usually for many people, it will take until we get to Judgment Day or until we find out all the people who could have come to the Lord but did not because of the ineptitude, the selfishness, the pride, the ignorance of different members of the body of Christ, including me at times through my life. So just real tragedy in Texas, another big tragedy. And in California, all the best fruits and nuts are in California. Now there's an effort to ban Oreos, to ban Oreo cookies because they're unsafe for children. So we're going to – they went after the guns, right? Just had a successful lawsuit against a gun manufacturer and going after McDonald's and – Burger King and Wendy's, is it? Suing them. And now an effort to outlaw Oreos in California. All the best fruits and nuts come from California. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Oh, and then we have, an important program note. Bob Benyart Live. Today, in a way, today was a sad day. But every time something negative happens, we've been on the air, Bob Benyart Live, since 1991. So 12 years. And whether we've been kicked off a station or changed a network or canceled a syndicated program or whatever, each time we hit the ground running. We just never stop because, well, we'll stop when we get to heaven, take a breath, take a pause, look around, and then see what work there is to do. But today we sent out notices to three of our affiliates, radio affiliates, that we gave 30-day notices or end-of-the-month cancellation notices. And so we faxed them, mailed them, emailed them. And so now those three cities, I'll let you know which three they are. And with God's help, with your help, if we work hard here, hopefully we'll be able to stay on and stay strong in our remaining cities. But we're switching to a daytime slot for the live program. But the cities that we've sent notices to are Indianapolis, South Bend, and Rochester, New York. So you guys out there, we have another couple weeks together. Call in. Let's have a good time. Listener-supported radio right here, Bob Benyart Live. And, hey, that's real. We don't just make that up, listener-supported. If Bob Benyart Live depends on your pledges, if you're interested in our videos, you can subscribe to the monthly video once a month for $24.95. We'll mail you one of our really neat videos. Everything we have comes with a money-back guarantee. Our monthly Bible study album, where you go through the books of the Bible once a month, you get a different Bible study album. The studies that I've had the pleasure and the honor of taping here in front of a live audience in Denver, you can call us up. It's the same as our call-in line, 1-800-836-9278. It's the same number, 1-800-836-9278. And the plot, you could get the plot manuscript, 330 pages, an overview of the whole Bible. It's my life's work. It's just so much fun to study the Bible and to get a solid grasp of the overview of the whole book. And then once you get the overview, you dig into the details. You can get any of that online at our website at kgov.com or by calling us at 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And, hey, we would love to get back on the air eventually in these few cities that we're going off in. But for 12 years, we've been on the air reaching a lot of people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, encouraging people to check out the Bible. And to continue, we need your help. So give us a call, 800-8-NYART. And as I said, the monthly video subscription, it's $24.95 a month, includes shipping and handling. And here are some of the videos you can get. You sign, if you have some, just let us know which ones you have and you'll get the others. But Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection, God and the death penalty, New Testament support for capital punishment, Get Out of the Matrix, Bob versus a college philosophy class and their professor, a Bible tour of Israel. Oh boy, it's fun to travel Israel with us and see the sites and the evidence for the story of the Bible. Live from Las Vegas, where I had the opportunity to debate conventioneers on the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center. A lot of fun. Morality, why God forbids sexual immorality. Divorce and remarriage. Sex has a price tag. So many neat videos. One 800 8 NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So this is an Associated Press story. Oh, so by the way, in the next few weeks, we'll be on at least to the end of the month in those three cities, and perhaps a little longer in one city. And so we've got a couple weeks ahead of us. In South Bend, remember, you guys are 1 hour tape delay, so if you want to call into the show before the end of May, you need to call in at 9 o'clock Eastern time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, to say hello, say goodbye. And I'd love to talk to friends from South Bend, Indiana, so please give us a call. The same thing with our dear friends from New York State. It's been great to be on Dr. Wolf's affiliate up there. It's been really enjoyable. And we'd love to hear from you. And then also in Indianapolis, WNTS. So give us a call, and we'd like to say hello and goodbye, as the case may be, at 1-800-836-9278. Now, we hope when we go live June 1st during the day. Wow, we just got a $50 a month pledge from Colorado Springs. Kirk, thank you very much. Now, Kirk must be listening on KLT radio, right? Well, let me tell you what's going on with KLT. In Denver, that's our flagship station. I have the honor of pastoring Denver Bible Church. And if you live in Denver, come on out and visit us. You can call us or get the directions off the web at denverbiblechurch.org. But let's see. In Denver, KLT, we're not able to clear a live spot, the live hour in Denver. It'd be 3 p.m., 3 in the afternoon, 5 o'clock, drive time, Eastern time. And so in Denver, for the time being, and as long as we can, we're going to continue to air Bob and Yurt Live in our current time slot, which is 7 to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday, tape delay from earlier that day. So we'll do the show four hours earlier, and then it'll play taped on KLT as of June 1st. So that's the plan right now. If there's any way, you know, we'd love to stay on a Crawford station. That's our number one hope, and maybe someday we might be able to end up live in Denver also. That's our goal. So we'll see what happens. But let's see here. Oh, and the other station, and in Springfield, Massachusetts, the plan is, Lord willing, and the general manager seems all for it, that we'll be live there in Springfield, Mass, at WACE, which is just a great radio station, WACE, and that's drive time. That is so cool to be live in Springfield and Chicopee, Massachusetts. Lifetime. It's just excellent. And then we also hope that we'll be live in New Orleans, Louisiana, at WVOG. And we're hoping that we'll be live also. Now, these are tentative, but it's looking like real possibility. Live in Knoxville, Tennessee, on WITA. So you can see that if we get the way more people listen to radio during the day than at night. That's just reality. And so we're hoping that we'll be able to build an audience in these daylight time slots starting in June. Of course, we'll all find out soon enough. Now, let's go to the story of this this exhibit in the West Bank, at the West Bank's largest university, on Naja. And they did an exhibit to encourage the students' morale. They want to show them what the life of a suicide bomber will be like. Our phone number, 1-800-836-9278. Here's this Associated Press story out of Nablus in the West Bank in Israel. And they say they have an exhibit of trees, fish swimming in a fountain, and they've built a model of the paradise that awaits the suicide bombers. This display is at the West Bank's largest university, on Naja. This is how sick the Palestinian culture is, how corrupt, how evil. In fact, Islam has become, in much of the world, it's become a culture of murder. Their education system, their religious system, their governments, the media, it's a culture of terror. The Israelis are not just fighting terrorists, they're fighting a culture of terror. And so are we in America, only it's not as significant to our daily lives here in America as it is to the Jews in Israel. And so the West Bank's largest university has this exhibit that was assembled by basically Hamas. Now, it's supporters of Hamas, but I don't know if Hamas issues official membership cards. So if you're a supporter of Hamas, but you're Hamas. It's like if you're an accomplice to a rape, well, you're guilty of rape. And if you support the Nazis, you're a Nazi. You support skinheads, you're a skinhead. Support racists, you're a racist. So this exhibit at the West Bank's largest university was put up by a Hamas group, a pro-Hamas group, who said their goal was they wanted to raise the morale on campus after about 2.5 years of the current intifada, the fighting with Israel. And according to this Associated Press story, the university is, they've got a lot of Palestinian nationalism, and it's a Hamas stronghold. And the university said that it officially opposes suicide bombings, but did not want to stifle the students' views. Now, there's no word in the story whether the exhibit actually pictures the 72 virgins. Actually, I'll take that back. Missing from the display of heaven were the 72 virgins. Only one virgin. 72. That was missing. Organizers said they weren't sure how to depict them. They thought that cutting and pasting pictures out of pornographic magazines might be inappropriate. Well, they didn't say that. I just added that. Dennis Prager today said that, and he's not a Christian, right? He's a Jewish talk show host on Salem. Some Jews are Christians. He's not Christian. But he said this shows how primitive Islam is. You get 72 virgins if you kill innocent people in a terrorist attack, and that's what you get? That's your reward? And that's for the men. And so Dennis didn't bring it up on his show, but I thought I'd just interject on his program. And I said, Dennis, you know, I called into the program and said, Dennis, I'd like to tell you what the women suicide bombers get. And he said, tell me. And I said, they get to opt out. They get to avoid being one of the 72 virgins. And he enjoyed the point. And, so what do the women get? Think of the women, the 72 virgins. This is the male terrorist bombers. They go to Allah, to paradise, and they get 72 virgins. Where do all those women come from? I guess they're the women who, maybe they're the women in Hollywood who were going to hell. And they had an option. You could either go to hell or go to paradise and be one of the 72 virgins for terrorist bomber. So the organizer said, we don't know what heavenly virgins look like. Now, actually, the Associated Press was a little gracious to them. What they really said was, we don't know what virgins look like. And actually, now that would be true if the story was coming out of Boulder, Colorado, on the CU campus up there, University of Colorado. But in Islam, I'm sure they'd know. So they said, we don't know what heavenly virgins look like. Said a Hamas member, a Hamas member, an engineering student who only gave his first name, Ahmed. And he said, also, we don't want people to think we are dying for women. I tell you, this is one loser of a religion. This is one absolute loser of a religion. You know, Muhammad was in Mecca in Saudi Arabia, and he decided to start a religion, and they had over 100 gods that they worshipped. You know, they were pagans. And so he picked the god, the moon god, and the moon god's name was Allah, and he decided that the moon god was the true god. And so that's who they worship, Allah. The moon god. Fine. Okay. Actually, not fine. It'll send you to hell. But that's what they do over there. All right. So our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Now we have this. Now we go to the New York Times. And there's an article in the New York Times that was written by a reporter in England about what drove two Britons to bomb a club in Tel Aviv. And the two terrorist bombers who blew up the club in Israel a few weeks ago, they were British citizens. And this is the article that has the quote from an 18-year-old in England who was taking a break from his job at the Lickin' Chicken fast food outlet in Irby, England, and he said, we should all get together and kill all the Jews. That's what's going around in Islam. So I want to, after the news, I want to bring you this New York Times article, because this is quite an article. I think you'll find it very interesting. So our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Bob Enyart here to thank those of you tuning in at kgov.com, kgov.com. We're also, do you remember about a year ago, we you guys in the internet audience, when was that? What month was that? That you guys kicked in and we paid the internet website bill for 1 year? Remember we did that? And now I just got an email from Interland. They're the largest, they're the world's largest hosting company for let's see, if you're hosting your website on, say, Windows 2000 or a .NET platform, or I don't even know all the terminology. They're the largest, worldwide largest website hosting service in that category of service. And so anyway, they just sent us an email saying it's time to renew. And I thought, did a year go by already? My, how time flies. So we're going to find out. We're going to call Interland. We're going to take out our contract and look at that and see what's up. But when we put Bob and Your Live programs on the web, some of the programs we think are, you know, especially valuable. Some, you know, a lot of them are just typical talk shows, but some of them tend to be very informative, help people figure out how to debate unbelievers, how to bring your relatives to the Lord, how to confront people who are shacking up together or thinking about having an abortion, or atheist or evolutionist or socialist, or on and on and on. And so when we put the shows on the web, we tend to put them with a higher quality format than you get a lot of other long-form audio on the internet. And that takes up a lot of bandwidth, a lot, just a ton. And we realize that, but we've made a commitment to try to do that. And so, of course, we'll be looking at that also in the next couple weeks. one 800 836 9278. All right, here's the New York Times story out of England, Irby, England, by Sarah Lyle. And I'm going to bring this to you and see. Let's dive right into it. Something changed Omar Khan Sharif, sent him in a new direction, and Derby's older Pakistani population cannot begin to fathom what it was. But the radicalization of the well-educated, thoroughly westernized Mr. Sharif, 27 years old, the forces that led him from Derby to Tel Aviv, now Derby's in England, to Tel Aviv in Israel, where he is wanted on charges of helping to carry out a suicide bombing in a beachfront nightclub on April 30th, make a certain sense to the younger second-generation immigrants born and raised here. All right, now, somewhat convoluted sentence there. But this New York Times article is saying, you know, some people are not sure what to make of this guy going to Israel, a British citizen, and bombing a nightclub right on the Mediterranean coast there in Tel Aviv. But the author writes that, but younger Muslims, they understand it. Mr. Sharif was angry, they say, for reasons that would be all too understandable to Muslims anywhere. And now we start to get some input from a 23-year-old Mohammed Zaid. Said, in a way, I sympathize. Now, this guy works at an automobile plant. He's an inspector. And he's got a British accent. And he's strolling down Normanton Road near where Mr. Sharif lived with his wife and two daughters. And he said, when you see what's happening in Israel, something comes into your mind. Something just goes. Okay, so he sympathizes, and maybe that's, hopefully he can be more descriptive with what would move somebody to kill as many young people as they can. But that's what he offered this reporter. And then a 31-year-old college graduate who's in between computer jobs named Sarfraz Basher. Sarfraz Basher was helping out at a mosque on Rose Hill Street, said, in England, you can have a proper job and a proper education. We have everything here. Why ruin it? Now, along with another Briton, Asif Mohammed Hanif, 21 years old, Mr. Sharif is said to have entered Israel as a tourist by way of Jordan using his British passport. There, the two checked into a hotel, put on explosive belts, and made their way to Mike's place. Now, Mike's place, we haven't been in Mike's place, but my sons and I, Josiah and Nathaniel, we've stood right in front of it, and we walked along the beach right there because it's next to the United States Embassy. And when you pass by the embassy, there are embassy guards who are wonderfully vigilant. If you take out a camera to snap, you might not spot the guards right away, depending on what they're doing. But if you take out a camera to snap a picture of the embassy, you're told not to and to move along. But Mike's place is right next to the embassy. And we were right there. We walked right along it. We, you know, looked in, just typical tourist in another country. And with, you know, a number of our friends and I were on the beach in Tel Aviv late at night, walking along the Mediterranean, just like the timing of this bombing here. Just absolutely terrible. But we'll continue with this article in a moment. First, let's go to New Orleans. Our phone number, 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-8-NYART. Jason, speak your mind.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Hello? Yes, Jason.
Why are you against homosexuals?
Hey, Jason, could you speak louder?
Are you against homosexuals?
Jason, are you whispering a question to me about homosexuals?
Why are you against homosexuals?
Well, the volume is improving.
Why are you against homosexuals?
Okay, there we go. You found your manly voice. Homosexuality is wrong. It's perverse. Even nature tells us it's disgusting. If we didn't have the benefit of the Bible to tell us that it's a perversion, all we'd have to do is just go to a restaurant sometime, have a big lunch, and have two homosexuals in the middle of the restaurant go to kiss one another and watch two men go to kiss one another and watch the grimaces around the room. And maybe one person might go to the bathroom to throw up. So how's that for a beginning of an answer?
The Bible says you can't be against them.
Jason, that's ludicrous. The Bible says they should be put to death. Have you read what the Bible says regarding homosexuality? Jason?
I've read the Bible.
That's not what I asked you. Did you read what the Bible says regarding homosexuality?
What does it say?
Well, first answer the question.
No, I've not read it.
Okay. Well, the Bible, would you be surprised to find out that it addresses the topic of homosexuality? Do you expect that it does? Or no?
Well, I'm a Christian, and I could say that you're wrong.
Well, how could you judge me?
I'm not judging you, but...
You did too. You just said I was wrong. Jason, you just said I was wrong. Take it back.
I take it back.
Okay, thank you. Now shut up a minute. All right, let me try to answer your question. The Bible says that if a man lies with a man as with a woman, they shall both be put to death.
Well,
Now, I realize that's a little ambiguous. That doesn't really cut right to the heart of the matter. I realize when you read things like that, you have to ask yourself, well, what does it really mean? But if a man lies with a man as with a woman, they shall both be put to death. That's pretty clear. When God is speaking, you know, the Lord spoke, and quite often he gets right to the point. He's not mealy-mouthed. He's not ambivalent. He's not ambiguous. It's a perversion. It's disgusting. And so if I see two men and they're going to kiss, Jason, I'm going to get sick. I remember being in a movie theater about 20 years ago, and the movie was called Victor Victoria. And back then, that was before the big homosexual thing in America. And toward the end of the movie, it was a shocking plot twist because the two guys turned out to be homosexuals, and they kissed one another. And when they kissed, the whole audience groaned. It was so gross. And that's why...
You're intolerant.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I think that... Why are you so hateful?
Why do you judge? Why are you judging me again, second time in this short call?
The Lord says... Judge not, lest he be judged.
Well, then why did you, Jason, and twice so far, you judged me during this one call? You called me up to judge me? Why are you a hypocrite? If you're saying we shouldn't judge, why do you keep judging me?
You're right, Bob.
So
why do you, okay, you're the one who kills homosexuals.
What, Jason?
You want to kill homosexuals. You want to kill homosexuals.
Yeah.
Don't you?
You know what? Go ahead. Say
you
more.
You want to kill homosexuals.
Say more, Ed.
You want to kill homosexuals.
This is Ed, the racist, the black racist with dreadlocks, alcoholic in Indianapolis. Ed, you did a good voice disguise. You did a good job disguising your voice all that time.
Yeah. Well,
bye, Ed. All right. But he tried. He tried. He did. He got on the show. He tricked the call screener. Right? All right. Does a call screener have to pay a $1 fine? No. He did a good job of... that's why he was whispering. That's pretty funny, actually. Phone number 1-800-8-NYARTS. 1-800-836-9278. He asked if we want to kill homosexuals. Actually, we'd like to save the hundreds of thousands of homosexuals that have been dying from their devastating lifestyle. Bob and Yurt Live here, and we will be back on the air in just 2 minutes. That was a trip. You know, there are just a handful of people that have been banned from Bob and Yurt Live, and Ed the racist from Indianapolis is one of them because he's a racist against the Jews, and he's called our offices thousands of times in the last couple years and left thousands of messages, including the most vulgar, despicable cussing. So now I really don't think he's a homo. I think he was just playing a homo to try to get on the show. That was sort of funny. All right. So anyway, hey, our phone number 1-800-8-NUR. This is a commercial break that's only for those tuning in via the web at kgov.com. That's it. You guys are the only ones who hear this break, and you guys have been our longtime supporters and have really just been wonderful. So thank you so very much. And hey, we've recently announced our monthly video subscription. You can get the monthly video from Bob and Yart Live for $24.95 a month. And those videos include, well, we sent one out today, The Planets, the Stars, and the Bible. It's a fun video. Defending the Faith, Apologetics with Bob and Dave Spiegel. Infanticide Exposed, New York Times, a three-page article that it should be legal to kill babies in the first month after birth. Just startling. And then The Trouble with Lawyers and Environmentalists Lose a 10-Year Bet. Amy's Call, Terry's Call, Megan's Call. All right, so give us a call and check out the monthly video. one 800 836 9278. That was quite a trip. All right, let's go to the phones. Now, here we are in Rochester, New York. Dr. Wolf.
Bob, why can't we all just get along? What? Don't you like to see two guys smooching?
Oh, Dr. Wolf, it's so gross. I just can't take it.
Bob, I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, being the owner and manager of the three radio stations that you are on here and going from Eastern Buffalo to Western Syracuse.
That's WRSB.
WRSB 1310, Canandaigua, Rochester.
WMJQ.
105.5 FM, Brockport, Rochester.
And WASB.
That's Brockport, Rochester. I had a thought, Bob. Now, you know, what folks need to know is, you know, it takes some support. Now, we're probably the cheapest stations that you can be on. I was looking at the numbers here. You know, we only charge a small fee, as you know, of $200 a month.
Dr. Wolf, you guys gave us a wonderful price.
Yeah, but wait, I have a suggestion. Bob, I have a suggestion. And people need to hear this. Now, that's three stations, so three times a day, three spots, that's like $3 a program.
Ah.
Well, is all it would... Now, even if we couldn't get it live, we could maybe have it taped or a CD or something, and all we need is, say, four people to give $50 a month.
Well,
it can be done, you know, but people need to know, number one, that you're sacrificing and doing a lot of things with your stations, and that they also need to know that we're not charging an exorbitant price. Those prices, nobody can beat our prices.
No.
And I had a lady who does a program in the morning, 8 to 9, and she's on, she's been on 70, 80, maybe 90 days now, and she was a guest on my program today. At 3 o'clock with IRN, and she said, "Dr. Wolf, I'm so excited. 35 people, for you, and I'm the only station she's on." She said, "35 people sent her Happy Mother's Day emails, so the people are there and they're listening."
Yeah.
But I think there's something about a radio listener. I don't know. I'm not being unkind, but they take. I had somebody send me a letter recently and said, "Well, I don't like so and so. Why don't you have more of so-and-so, but not a dollar in the envelope?" You know, and I don't know what they think, that the money just rolls in, you know. And we need $10,000 a month just to reach up and touch bottom, pay the bills. But we like your program. You're a good man. You've got a good stand. Oh, by the way, too, they and you might be blessed. You know, I'm a converted Jew, but the Lord still says in Genesis 12 that I'll bless them to bless you. So they bless you, and then you bless us. We're all going to have a blessing. Don't mean to throw that out, you know, and put it out front, but I think people get all excited about the Jews in Israel, and protect them. But here's a born-again believer and a Jew, and they, I know I'm in the church, and I understand
all of that.
But they kind of forget that, you know, and God's still going to bless his Christian people, Jew or Gentile.
Yes. Well, hey, Dr. Wolf, you guys have been very kind to us. We've been on in Rochester for a long time. And basically, at Bob and Yurt Live, you know, we don't have a large ministry behind us. And if each city by city, the city needs to support that broadcast
in
that market. Otherwise, basically, I'm taking my wife to bankruptcy on the installment program. And so, you know, and
with all those kids, you can't afford to lose her, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Seven boys. And we, you know, you were extremely gracious in giving us a wonderful price. But it, you know, and it gets more expensive in different cities around the country. And so anyway, we just had to. We didn't want to. Of course, we'd rather be on. We have reached some people in these different cities. But it's just the reality.
Well, I want people to know, from my point of view, that you've been gracious and a blessing to us, and that it isn't out of reach, and it could be maybe between now and the end of May, you know, if maybe 10 people given $20 a month. I mean, that's nothing.
Well, but I want to thank you, Dr. Wolf, for an effort to try to keep our ministry on in your neck of the woods. Thank you very much. And, of course, you know, you and I talked today, and we said we want to stay in touch. And somehow,
and that's another thing. We're friends. Nobody's kicking you off, and you're not getting off because you don't like us.
No.
But you need to have support. A missionary doesn't even go to the mission field until he's fully supported.
Yeah.
And the now I don't take a salary in our church. For 32 years, the Lord just give me a business, but I've been in ministry 45 years. But most pastors, they have a salary. They have everything taken care of, and their time is what they offer. That's all they have is time. All we have is time, and when we have life, we have that time. And if there are some folks out there that just could see the benefit of, I mean, I've had many people tell me they listen to you, they get a kick out of you. The guy that answered the phone today, for you when you call, because my secretary is busy doing some, you know, he works at night.
Yeah.
But he listened to you, and as soon as you said Bob Enner, he said, oh, yeah, hi, Bob, you know.
Yeah.
But people need to see that it takes a teamwork, and you do your work, you do your research, you're reaching, you know, your wife is going to divorce you, you know, if you don't. Did you take her on for Mother's Day, Bob?
Mother's Day, now let me think.
I better not ask, Bob.
Well, wait. I got her flowers.
Well, that's good.
And I gave her a card.
Oh.
And she has the card and the flowers on her kitchen table.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't take her out. It was Sunday. That's my big day.
Well, that's okay, Bob. That way she doesn't have to take you out for Father's Day.
That's right.
Bob, I just wanted to give that call. It's been on my heart.
Well, thank you, Dr.
Wolf. Previous before today, but I thought if there are some folks out there in the upstate New York area and would just, you know, we could work out some with tapes or CDs or who knows, maybe some way, you know, pick you up now when you're going to be on at 5 live.
5 Eastern time.
I'm on at 5 live, too.
So you have a program that's on the same time that our live broadcast will be on.
That's so bad.
Yeah, that is. And plus, your broadcast.
But I'll be on 5. I'm on 5 now as well as 3 Eastern time. But we can certainly, your messages are good. Your program. We replay your program every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock that they rerun.
And that's the kind of kindness you've shown us, because you didn't have to do that.
Mm.
We agreed to, you know, get a certain time slot, and then you bonus the program on the weekend, and we're just thrilled.
And Bob, that's sweet. I'm not looking for compliments, and thank you so much. But you have a good program. You fill in and do well right with the rest of our programmers, Larry Bates and so on.
Yeah.
And if folks, I want to throw that out. I'm the old preacher like you are. Not old, but you're my son's age.
I'm catching up to you.
I think you're 42. My son's 41.
All right.
And my daughter's 47, but I'm the old preacher. But what I mean is, I'm preaching a little bit, but maybe somebody out there, because of your love for the Lord and your love for the work, can see one person might be able to underwrite that for $200, you know?
Sure.
So, Bob, I wanted to leave that with you. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say to me, but we love you, buddy.
Thank you so much, Doc. Yep.
God bless.
All right, God bless
you. Bye.
Dr. Wolf, 1-800-836-9278. All right, and hey, caller, you're live on Bob and Yart.
Yeah, Bob, why are you...
Louder, louder.
Why are you against homosexuals?
That's a wacko.
Hello?
That's the same wacko. Yes, wacko.
Yes, Bob, I got like to say to you.
Okay. All right, that's the wacko. 1-800, oh, we're almost out of time. Where'd the time go? Hey, I want to thank Dr. Wolf for calling in, and at least... You know, he lets, you know, he's letting you guys know from his perspective that, you know, that we need your help. We need your help to stay on the air. And it was sad today to send out those letters of cancellation to those three cities. It was really sad. And we're hoping starting June 1st, Bob and Yart Live will air during a daytime slot in some cities. Will be tape delay in Denver, Colorado. And we're going to, like every time for 12 years, if we've gone off one station, one network, we hit the ground running. So we're canceling a few affiliates, but we're going live in a daytime slot. So, Lord willing, it'll work. All right? Hey, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. If you would like to call up and ask about some of our videos, audio tape albums on the Bible, the plot manuscript, see what we have that might help you and entertain you and help you understand the Bible better, give us a call. We'll be here for about 15 minutes after the broadcast. And if you'd like to make a monthly pledge, of course, you can do the same. Call us at 1-800-836-9278. In the meantime, our world is going to hell in a handbasket. Our country, state after state, city after city. How's your city? How's your church? How's your family? You know, the world is hurting, and the answers are in the Bible. And that's our goal, to get those answers out there. So, hey, feel free to email us also at kgovlive@aol.com. And you can check out our website, kgov.com. That's kgov.com. And then our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Hey, looking forward to tomorrow night's show already. Those of you in South Bend, if you'd like to call in for the remainder of this month, remember we're on at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's when you call in live and you could get through. Our phone number, 1-800-836-9278. This is Bob and Yart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.